podcast for Wednesday, February the 5th. My name is Eddie Lindenstein. I am the host of the Mind and Fitness Podcast. A little redundant, but before we get started, let me give a shout out to the 23 patrons of the podcast. So as I always start off every episode, this podcast is very much listener supported. This podcast takes time. This podcast takes money. This podcast takes energy. And so if you go to patreon.com/ the Mind and Fitness Podcast and want to put forth some kind of a monetary amount to help keep this podcast available for free, you certainly can. You can pick the dollar amount. And there's actually a few that have been patrons for over a year now. So my deepest amounts of gratitude. And usually I start at the beginning of the list, but today I'm going to start at the bottom. So and this is going from the longest supporting listener to the newest. So shout out to Kim, Barb, Arnie, Helen, Sarah, Kristen, Stan, Adrian, Sarah, Brian, Alyssa, Casey, Julie, Caroline, Ross, Holly, Christina, Sean, Jenny, Eddie, Jennifer, Anthony, and Chad. So thank you all so much from the bottom of my heart for being contributors to the podcast and keeping it available. So there's been some really good interviews the last couple of weeks. Teresa Walding had a great interview. Dan Ratner, there was a whole lot of feedback on that episode last week, and he's going to be back. We've actually already scheduled a part two, and then I've got a great interview with someone named Tara, who's from Sitka, Alaska, that's coming up, and that'll be on the show next week. I've got a TMS therapist that's coming up at the end of the month, and there's a whole bunch that are scheduled to happen here in the next little while. In fact, by the time that you hear this, I'll be gearing up for another episode with Liz Wallenstein. And Liz, I interviewed, I think it was episode 100. But we're doing kind of an ask a TMS therapist type of a question. And one thing, too, is that some of the feedback that I've gotten recently has been around people wanting to know not so much about the whys of TMS and chronic pain and, you know, why does this start, but how. I've actually seen this written in a couple of places, but it hasn't really been elaborated on. And so, if that is you, or if you're one of the people that's hearing this and has thought, yeah, I wish there was more of a how, please send me a message and elaborate more on what you mean. And it's something that I can for sure bring up from here on out, but then certainly as I interview more TMS therapists over the next few weeks. So I want to make sure that I can address as many of the listener asks or wants as I possibly can. So thank you so much for all the feedback, of course, always. And if you don't feel like becoming a patron of the show, if you go to iTunes, if you're listening on a on an Apple device, you can leave a review for the podcast. That just helps more people be able to listen to it, so more people will be able to see it. So this episode's going to be relatively short. There's been a couple of very long interviews that have aired in the last little while. And really, I was, you know, to be honest, I was driving up and down the road the last few days, and I actually set a personal record for most miles driven in 1 month since I started at this company about a year ago. And so I spent a lot of time on the road, and I have a lot of time to reflect and think and listen to other podcasts, mostly wrestling podcasts, but I always make time for Nicole Sachs's podcast. And I've just started to kind of think about some of the themes recently that have come up, either things that I have been thinking about or things that I've seen people write. And one of the more interesting ones, and I wish that I could remember who it was that I saw that wrote this on some kind of a TMS forum or a Facebook group or something. If this is you, send me an email, eddie@themindandfitnesspodcast.com. But they were talking about being able to get into a zone, essentially. And a lot of it had to do with listening to like angry music. They were saying they'll blast some Eminem and really get in the frame of mind of being angry. And I was thinking that I used to listen to music so much, and just in the last 5-6 years, I have really become inundated with very long podcasts. A lot of the ones that I listen to throughout the week are like 2 hours, 3 hours, sometimes even longer. And so sometimes I'll listen to those at like 1.5 speed. And, you know, that's kind of all the time that I have for really listening to anything. And a lot of that is being done passive as I'm driving. But really being able to feel the emotion and sometimes the anger behind music is something that feels almost like a necessity. And I started thinking about some of the songs that that have been some of my favorites in the past when it comes to really angry music. And I was thinking about White America from Eminem. I thought about Cleaning Out My Closet from Eminem. I thought about Hit 'Em Up by Tupac. There's Who Shot You by Biggie Smalls. There's a whole bunch of them that you can find out there. And something else I was thinking about is like even the really angry artists have really tamed out quite a bit. Eminem came out with an album pretty recently that does have some suggestive stuff in it, but I don't hear a lot of that anger. And One thing that I think was really interesting in this period of time in the late 90s and early 2000s, which is where I feel like a lot of my music love is stuck, is that there was a lot of rage and anger in music. Like, we could almost live vicariously through the rage and the description and all this stuff that some of these artists were saying. If you're a hip hop fan, and I know this exists in death metal as well, so it's not like rap is the only genre with it. And I just think that it's really interesting. It's like even the most, I don't even want to say negative, but the rap artists or death metal artists or people like that who have put out music for so long that has really reflected a certain frame of mind, now they're talking about more happy things. And I was listening to Howard Stern, and Robin, his co-host, was saying a few days ago, she was talking about Alicia Keys, who has hosted the Grammys the last couple of years, who does a phenomenal job. And I love Alicia Keys and her ballads and her piano and really everything that she does. I just love listening to. But she was talking about negativity and negativity around music and how she really appreciates the positivity and seeing the light and all this kind of stuff. And I started thinking that, could this qualify as repression? And send me a message. Give me your thoughts. I'd love to be able to read some of the thoughts on this. But I started thinking about, okay, so there was all this negativity in music and angry rap and angry death metal. And now these people may be speaking in more of a positive tone. So is that repression? And I started thinking about, we need some way to be able to have this outlet for anger or rage, because that's really the beginning of TMS is a repression of something. It's a stress illness, but it's very much a repression of anger or rage or sadness or guilt or shame or all these negative things that people don't like to feel. And so the natural inclination and what you will see so much on social media is that we need to find something positive to think about, right? So imagine yourself like you're in a shitty mood. And you're like fighting through your tears, but you're listening to happy music. And then all you see on social media, like Instagram, are like these positive vibes only memes. And because you feel this one way, or you think that you're angry about something, you feel that you're angry about something, and all you see are positive vibes only on Instagram. So suddenly you start thinking there's something wrong with you. And in some ways, this is the way that programming happens as a child. You feel one way, your parents tell you to not cry or stop crying or, you know, whatever it is that parents say. And so you don't. That's become your programming. And this can happen very much as an adult. So if you feel a certain way, but then everybody around you is saying you really ought to be, you know, think positive and do all this positive stuff, but underneath there's a fire that's in your belly, and in your heart, and probably in your back, and in your anxiety, and your stomach, and your ankle, and your wrist, and all this kind of stuff. But you think something is wrong with you. So it's like the rage and the anger and the sadness that's under the surface shouldn't be there. That's kind of how you probably then start to feel. So really, like you wear this mask that you think that you should have. So people tell you that you need to be positive all the time. So you start to be positive all the time, even though you're fuming on the inside. That is like repression to a T. And that's why I think it's almost not a bad idea. I literally cruised the highway today, 90 straight miles. All I listened to was angry music. And actually, let me bring up some of the, I went to Spotify and I typed in, let me see what I typed. I typed angry rap. Okay, so some examples of what was in here. Drop the World by Lil Wayne and Eminem off the Rebirth album. Cleaning Out My Closet by Eminem. I Need a Doctor by Dr. Dre. Sing for the Moment by Eminem. Till I Collapse by Eminem. One Mic by Nas. White America by Eminem. I'll Still Kill by 50 Cent. I'm Supposed to Die Tonight by 50 Cent. Many Men by 50 Cent. The list goes on and on and on. There's Undead by Hollywood Undead. Riot Maker by Tech N9ne. Fuck the Police by NWA. Hate It or Love It by The Game. How We Do by The Game. Internally Bleeding by Immortal Technique. There's a ton on here. Forgot about Dre. Guns Come Out. Seven. Swords Drawn. Battle Cry. So there's a ton of this kind of music, and you know what it is that I'm talking about. Then I looked even further and I thought, what about like diss songs? So there's Fuck Compton by Tim Dog. There's Hit 'Em Up by Tupac, which I mentioned a little bit earlier. Dear Stan by Cameron. Piggy Bank by 50 Cent. So there's Hit 'Em Up again. One of the best of all time. If you've never listened to that song, but it's interesting because like it's not that I have hate in my heart. I have an endless amount of love in my heart. And if you listen to me talk about my the friends of mine who were in my group chat, if they're listening right now, love you guys. And my kids, you know, I love my kids and my family and my wife, and you know, I have all these things to be really, really grateful for. But do I want horrible feelings when they do come up to express themselves in my body? Would I rather have them be in my mind or my body or in these lyrics? Imagine if you had the choice between chronic pain or nah, So here's a challenge for you. Maybe in the past, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it was, you would allow yourself to listen to these vengeful, rageful, spiteful artists sing their craft or sing their songs, and now for whatever reason you won't do it. And this isn't really about you not being grateful for the life you have. There is this woman who goes to the gym with me, goes to the same gym as me. She wrote this really beautiful post about her family yesterday. It was amazing, breathtaking is really all that I can say. And I was thinking, gosh, like this person's got so much perspective. And it's interesting because I think that, again, like somebody writes this really beautiful thing about their life and other people see it and they're like, I feel really shitty about my life right now. Maybe this is how I'm supposed to feel, right? So that person that felt shitty, now they don't really know what to think, right? Who am I? Am I the mad guy? Am I the angry guy? Am I the happy guy? Whatever it is. Am I grateful? Am I not grateful? If I feel a certain way, if I feel angry about something, does that mean that I'm not grateful? This is the conundrum that I think a lot of people that are big religious believers have with TMS and chronic pain and confronting negative emotions, is that they feel like they should be feel a certain way all the time. And yet that inside of them, that child, that unconscious mind, whatever you want to call it, is really just like shouting out for help and just can't be addressed because they feel like they have to act and be a certain way all the time. So maybe you're just human. Maybe it's not that something's wrong with you. And so sometimes humanity fucking sucks. And if you don't experience it in one way, you will be guaranteed to feel it in another way. So if you feel shitty about something and you don't feel like you're allowed to feel that, so you push that away and you start to try and kind of fake positivity and act positive all the time, you're pushing away a real necessity element of life. So being able to experience anger and experience sadness has to be something, has to be a skill that you can do. You can do this on paper. You can do this while meditating. You can do this while going for a walk in nature. Whatever it is that you need to do to experience anger. I didn't say express anger. Expression of anger a lot of ways is breaking things at your house and kicking the dog and hitting the kid and doing all this kind of stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. Being able to experience it, feel it in your body. That could be the fire that is in your back. It could be the tightening that's in your stomach, but allowing yourself to just let it be and let it do its thing and cycle through your body and not get stuck. Stuck energy is a lot of ways what we're talking about. Somatic tracking, that's basically what this is. And I've talked about that a lot on this podcast, but this one's cut a little bit short. So we're 13 minutes now, because that's really what I want this to be. I think I'm even going to call this one Angry Rap Music, probably will be the title of the podcast. But it was something I wanted to give some thought to. Remember, having negative emotions or negative thoughts about things doesn't make you a bad person, and it doesn't mean that you're wrong in any sort of way, regardless of all the positive vibes only memes that you see on social media. This is the human condition. Everyone, every person suffers from this in some way. Your depression is my anxiety. Your back pain is my neck pain. My wrist pain is your shoulder pain. Your knee pain is my shin pain. Maybe not shin, calf pain. We'll leave it at that. Spreading out positive vibes only memes is not fixing the problem. It's merely pushing the problem away. So thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I'll be back next week with a killer interview. Send me questions and thoughts to Eddie@themindandfitnesspodcast.com or to the Facebook page. Again, this one is short and sweet, but I bet that you'll take something out of this as well. So thanks, everybody. Talk to you next week.